Hey man, how's it going?
Good afternoon. What's going on, Ben?
Well, you know, just having a coffee. What are you doing?
Oh, same thing. At work, drinking my coffee, getting stuff done, trying to be productive.
Yep, trying as hard as we can. Hey?
Oh yeah, it's strange times for sure.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, how's PEI treating you?
It's all right. It's kind of like, it's good to be kind of, I mean, of all places, it could be chill. It's the best place to be.
Yeah.
Because like, everything's shut down in Alberta and everything. So, I mean, for the times, it's probably the best place to be because it's just always like this. Nothing really going on.
Yeah. So, you got a new song out, just came out.
You betcha, yeah.
Yeah, about last night. Tell us about it. What's the story behind this song?
Yeah, this song is actually, was actually written, I think, when I was 13 years old, and I didn't write it. This was written by some of my favorite songwriters, including Trinity Bradshaw, Island artist, and Jason Matthews, who's also a big Nashville writer. And they wrote the song way back when, and whenever I heard Trinity's, some of her unreleased music, I heard this song, and I was like, wow, I really like this song. I like to sit down with it sometimes. So we sat down with the song and just kind of like kind of structured the song and kind of brought a new life to it. And right away, it was kind of the song that I thought this could be a new single for me. I just kind of instantly kind of loved it when we kind of changed it around a bit. And I found it a super relatable song, and we went from there.
That's awesome. Really digging this new tune from you. Like I said, just came out on the 27th, so just a couple of days old. How's the reception been to it so far?
Well, actually, so this has been a different little release for me. I actually decided this time I was going to shoot it out to radio first, and which is pretty sweet because I feel like, honestly, throughout all this time, there's a lot of people who've been listening to more radio than normal. Sure, they're not driving in their cars, but even myself at my cottage here, I have the radio station turned on all day. It just kind of keeps you informed, and it's just so great for right now for entertainment. So so I kind of want to allow that option for people, if they listen to radio more, to potentially get the little treat to hear it before everybody else does. So, but for those for the people on my team who've heard it and stuff, we're all really excited about this, and we're gearing up for a big social media release on next Friday on May 8th.
Wicked. Now, it is strange times we're living in. We're all kind of quarantined, staying at home as much as possible. How are you keeping busy?
Well, I've been doing lots of Skype writes, and then also I've been working on my production skills. You know, that's one thing that I like to, in my time off, even this regular, what I've been used to is like playing gigs in the weekend and having the week off. Well, now I have the weekends also to keep practicing and kind of developing my skills. So in one sense, my goal for this is when this quarantine's over that I come out a better musician than I was before. And that's kind of what I've been kind of setting my mindset to and working towards every day.
Have you taken up any new hobbies along the way?
Well, actually, for me, it's actually been production. So I started working on which I never, ever got. Like, I never really practiced, So that's been a fun little hobby for me, for sure. It's like you blink and time's just gone by. So it's a whole new skill that I've been learning. It's very fun.
Now, I thought I saw something earlier on your social media about you doing some sort of challenge people were doing. Is it a handstand challenge that I saw you doing?
Oh, the push-up challenge on some Red Bull cans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that. You know, that was our. So I actually drove back to PEI from Alberta, and we had our 14-day isolation period. We weren't allowed to leave the house, and we started to go crazy at that part. So we were trying out, you know, new challenges and stuff. And, and we tried out, this challenge where you have to stack three Red Bull cans and stand up on them and try to do a push up. It didn't work, and luckily didn't break any bones. So that's good.
Well, Ben, can't wait for the release of this song to everybody so everybody can hear it. I'm excited to get to play it. I can't wait for things to get back to normal. Hopefully you can get to the East Coast, this part of the East Coast, and come visit us here in studio.
You bet, man. I'm going to come visit you, and this is all over. I can't wait.
All right, Ben. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
All right. See you, Chris.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.